as well take it outside.
Let me call to order the special council meeting of Mount Pleasant Town Council. It is Monday, April 1st. This is the published size, place, time, and agenda before us. Item number two is public comment. If you would like to make a public comment, please come to the lectern, give your name and address, and you'll have 2 minutes, please. And do we have somebody running a timer?
Okay. I can do that.
All right.
My name is Jimmy Bagwell, and I live at 41 Vincent Drive. Mr. Mayor, members of council, I think this is now the fifth or I think about the fifth time that I've been up here on this particular issue. And I understand that y'all will be discussing the proposed hotel at the corner of Hibben and Royal. And I just want to say that there is so much opposition to this project in that neighborhood, and for good reason. It is not a proper location for this project. I think it would be a very disruptive thing for that neighborhood, and I think it would ruin a lot of people's property values down there. And I would like to ask the question, if you were allowed to vote on this in the first place, in the very first vote on this, would you approve this project knowing what you know now? And I would be willing to bet you there's probably not one person on this council that would vote for this project. It's not good for the neighborhood. It should go someplace else. And I just want to tell you how much I oppose it, and I think that there are a lot of people in the neighborhood down there that oppose it as well. And if it wasn't 12 o'clock in the afternoon, they'd probably be down here telling you that. So I ask you to take a look at it. I don't know all the legalities of the situation, but I do know that this is the wrong project in the wrong place. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Next. Is that it?
Yep.
Name and address in 2 minutes, please.
Welcome. Thank you for taking your time to do this again and visit with us. I appreciate it. You've been protectors of the fabric of the old village. Thank you for your time and attention. You know, we're dealing with the quality of life in a very historic area and the balance between commercial and residential in an old historic area that predated cars and is very special to us both downtown and here. It can go either way depending on the decisions that are made. We really are at what's called a tipping point. And that tipping point is on traffic, safety, and maintaining the residential character of the neighborhood. You know, cars are now coming all the way up from Shem Creek. They're parking further and further in the neighborhood. You heard of the last meeting, some of the problems that are caused by that. That tipping point can really change for the rest of time what happens to that neighborhood and the quality of life. And as Jimmy said, whether the values stay there. And issues like noise and potential rooftop bars, trash, smoking, you know, where the homeowners can park, where they can't park, how far away they have to park, are really critical issues. Your decisions really do have consequences. They're important. They're tough decisions a lot of times, especially when there's legal issues there. But they do have consequences, and they make a difference for the future. You made a courageous decision on making Pitt Street area, keeping it two ways, because you understood the fabric of the neighborhood and what that meant to everybody there, and we appreciate that. You're doing the similar thing with street signs and making sure that the little things that make a difference, you know, details make a difference, but also big things make a difference. This is a big thing. Our neighborhood is almost universally against it. Again, just the show of force that people are coming out now at 12 o'clock. I mean, a lot of people would like to be here, but they have to work, but y'all do too. So we appreciate your service. We hope that you'll be courageous in this and keep moving forward. Thank you.
Name and address for the record.
Mike Tinkey, 208 Venning Street.
Thank you very much.
Mount Pleasant.
Next comment.
James Scott, 415 Church Street. Mr. Mayor, members of council, thank you guys very much for addressing this issue today. I live about a block away from the proposed hotel, and as Mike said, there already is a huge quality of life issue there. The parking, because of Shem Creek and the parking deck that no one parks in, has created a huge spillover nuisance for all the residents that live around there. I can literally walk out, in fact, I have done so, of my front door and gotten on the Reds golf cart to go down there. Just last weekend, I was actually on a neighbor's porch there, and we watched two cars pull up, get out four couples out of the two cars, all to go down to Shem Creek. They've come all the way up Church Street. They go down Live Oak. And that's when we haven't hit key wedding season there at the Mount Pleasant Presbyterian Church. You add a wedding on a Saturday there, you add Shem Creek, and then you add a hotel plus the Old Village Post House there, and it creates a real nuisance for those of us that live around there. In addition to the parking and the noise that we have with people exiting Shem Creek, I've frequently had to pick up beer cans and things like that from the sidewalk on my street. Now we're three blocks away. This project with Earl's Court and a proposed 25-room hotel is not going to alleviate that. It's only going to exacerbate the problems that we have. As Mike said, it really the village right now is under a lot of pressure, development pressure, tourist pressure, and adding a hotel there is only going to exacerbate these problems. So I would urge you guys to do whatever you can to try and protect the neighbors that live around there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Carol Tinkey at 208 Venning Street. I think we've come to a time, a lot of us in the neighborhood are talking about trying to push forward to be heard about the potential necessity for initiating residential parking permits in the neighborhood. It's gotten that bad. The Old Village and Old Mount Pleasant have been very adversely affected. Impacted by the overlay district. The streets are very narrow. They don't accommodate the extra traffic that's coming through and the extra parking that's been forced on us. It's very difficult to hold the historical district to the modern standards, and we need to do everything in our power to protect the historical district. Commercial buildings in the past have had alleyways that service them, and that's just not the case anymore. I have a picture. This is in front of my house. It's on the corner of Venning and Fifth Street, and that's just it shows a too large truck attempting to make a delivery, and it's blocking the street. It's on the sidewalk, and what's happening now is cars are using Wilden Street as sort of a side street because Coleman is, I know there's work going on now, but I don't know how much better it's going to be when that work is completed because it's just congestion. And so cars coming down Wilden Street, are they now going to have to stop because something like this is going on? I probably have 200. Of these pictures, not just of that vehicle, but of traffic and parking situations in the neighborhood. But in the interest of trees and printer ink, I just printed one. But I would ask that we all work together to preserve the residential character and save our historic district and the history of our community. It's our responsibility. Thank you all.
Thank you. Public comment. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, Hamlin O'Kelly, 652 Coleman Boulevard. As you know, our firm represents Earl's Court, LLC, which is the owner of the property being discussed in your executive session today. You're here for legal advice not to approve or disapprove a project, of which a final decision was rendered by the BZA on February 25th. We just got that order in the last week. As we've stated numerous times, and as some of the lawyers on council would probably agree, any appeal of the BZA is dead on arrival. At the meeting last February, board member Stephen Wood moved to approve my client's request that the zoning administrator be overturned. He was supported unanimously, 5. Other people joined him in agreeing that my client had submitted its building application timely, that its vested rights were in effect, and that the Pure Oil versus City of Columbia case controlled. All of the board members of this Board of Zoning Appeals, including Joseph Belton, Glenn Cowden, Stephen Duke, Barry Wolf, and David Rubin, signed off on that order. You'll remember at the meeting of March 12th, I gave you all packets with certain cases and code sections. I trust you all will review those yet again when you seek legal advice during executive session. The law and the case law provides that it is an abuse of discretion standard for you all to successfully appeal my client's the decision, rather, of the BZA that was in my client's favor. And frankly, it would be a Herculean task to prove that there was an abuse of discretion where there was some three-hour hearing. Numerous questions were taken. Half the people that have talked today came to that meeting and voiced their opposition at the same time. Legal documents were reviewed. Case law was reviewed. So again, I don't know that anyone can say that the BZA in any way abused its discretion. Any appeal of this matter does not include an automatic stay, which I'm sure your lawyers will tell you. The town would have to seek an injunction against my client. And again, as we discussed last time, that's going to create a large bond. You were discussing budgets and committee meetings today. I know the town isn't flush with cash, and a $10 million bond is not something that is inconsequential. Thank you.
Next.
Good afternoon, Council. My name is Ross Appel. I'm another attorney for the developer, Earls Court, LLC. I want to talk about this casino lease issue. This lease and the related restrictive covenants were all approved by zoning and legal staff as meeting all applicable parking requirements last fall. This is what enabled Earls Court's properties to go before the DRB. Of course, the DRB granted final approval, and we submitted complete building permit applications before the end of 2018. The town's BZA unanimously concluded these applications must be processed, and they will be processed. After this vote, social media exploded. Somehow, the Save Shem Creek group found out that the casino lease and proceeded to hammer the casino group online. Facing this duress and online bullying, Owen Tyler went online and alleged, without any support, that the lease was terminated. Guess what? The lease has not been terminated. And the town's legal staff confirmed as much recently. A unilateral termination is, of course, not legally effective, and the town has not received a notice of termination. As such, there is no legal basis for denying this project. We are moving forward with permits. This is over. If somehow this lease is breached, we will not only pursue a multi-million dollar breach of contract action, we will pursue all those responsible for tortiously interfering with our contracts. Finally, I want to caution council that it is a crime for elected officials and others to interfere with private contracts. As you can tell, we are not giving up and we are not going away. I urge council to proceed carefully and refrain from further undermining my client's property and contractual rights. Thank you.
Any other comments? Name and address, 2 minutes, please.
Vince Graham, 408 Heaven Street, and I own the property. Just as a reminder, this property has been zoned for this use since 1949 when the town first introduced zoning. Mr. Bagwell said it's not a proper location and that it's a wrong project in the wrong place. Perhaps he should have thought of that when he was on council in 1979 and the town affirmed the zoning for where it is today. The hypocrisy is overwhelming. We've jumped over every hurdle placed in our path. Y'all know I have a long track record in this town, over 20 years of doing quality work, and we expect to continue to do it with this project. Thank you.
All right. Any others? Yes, sir. Name and address in 2 minutes.
Ben Trawick, 268 Quint Street, and someday I'm going to come in here and rage to you all about Patriots Point because I live in Bayview Acres, but today is not that day. Mr. Appel was referring on this lease termination issue and the social media stuff to the issues that I raised in a letter that I hope you all have seen on March the 20th, in which we found out from the lawyers for the casino group that they've terminated the leases. They've sent a lease termination letter, not to the town, which they're not required to do, but to the developer, which they've done. I asked for a copy of that letter, and I got stonewalled by both the casino group and the developer's lawyers. The bottom line is that it is up in the air right now whether the developer has access to the Casina Group parking. Without the Casina Group parking, the project is dead. Now, there is a lawyer in this. Leaving that aside and the fact that we are all having the wool pulled over our eyes and having the actual issues obscured, because the town obviously has a right to know whether the leases have been terminated or not. That should not be controversial. We have a right to know. Neither of the parties to the lease termination are letting us know whether that has happened. We have strong legal reasons to oppose the parking plan, which we have appealed both in the Board of Zoning Appeals and in the Circuit Court, and we think we're going to prevail because the plan is obviously not based on the ULI shared parking standards. But these threats from lawyers who are not, you know, advising you, they're advising their own clients, are appalling. And I would advise you, which is not really my role because I'm not your lawyer either, to seek legal advice about the legal options that you have and not give in to the threats, like these really sort of appalling threats that are being issued by lawyers for the developer. And demand that we have access to the information about the lease terminations before permits are issued and before further approvals are granted, because we have a right to know without that parking, the project is dead. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else before we close public comments? Last chance. All right, so that concludes item two on the agenda. Item three is a motion to go is an item to go into executive session to receive legal advice related to the Board of Zoning Appeals decision in case A318 of Earls Court. Is there a motion?
So moved to go in executive session for the reasons stated.
We have a motion and we have a second. Before we vote, if we do go into executive session, I will say that council may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. Is there any discussion of the motion? All in favor of entering executive session for the matter stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session. And council will be going down to the large conference room where we will have lunch while we discuss this pleasant topic. We have reconvened. Everybody's here. We have reconvened from executive session. We have reconvened from executive session.